The British electronic duo Death in Vegas has made a name for itself in British dance clubs by mixing rock and techno. Their latest CD is called Scorpio Rising. Music reviewer Charles de Ledesma braved London's sweaty nightclubs and has this review.
Richard Fearless's natural habitat used to be the Heavenly Social, one of those great London clubs where anything goes on the turntables. The Social folded a while back, not least because Fearless, one half of Death in Vegas, is now just too busy to DJ regularly. And on the strength of Vegas's new album, you can hear why. Scorpio Rising is one of the best mergers of alt-rock and electronica in the last decade. Fearless and partner Tim Holmes have crafted a gritty groove driven by powerful vocals. Even though I realize the pioneer sneer still curls up in our eyes. If I don't go crazy, often you feel Fearless is still behind the decks at the Social, splicing a blissful journey together through his all-time favourites. He once said that it's easy to make a record that makes people smile, but much harder to make one that's sad. The first two Death in Vegas albums were effectively maudlin, but Scorpio Rising is just too infectiously inspired to plough those lows. Can't you stand and watch the trials go from here to there behind the scenes? Troubles to the moon toes and swallow up like stormy dreams. Take an entrance to a standoff, looking if there's such a strife. As you say you lost your baby, wondering if it's in your life. Fearless and Holmes initially were going to call themselves Dead Elvis, a reference to America's posthumous obsession with the King. But they decided that Death in Vegas would look as good in neon, renaming themselves just in time for their first UK tour. Scorpio Rising indicates that the duo have now definitely checked out of Heartbreak Hotel and hit the highway running.
The CD is called Scorpio Rising by Death in Vegas. Our reviewer, Charles de Ledesma, follows music trends in London.